cousin. Yeah. I understand you talked to Ed Pauley yesterday.
Yeah.
And agreed that the convocation would be on Friday.
Well, I didn't agree. I told him we'd check into it and look into it. And I talked to Jack about it. From the story as he told it to us, I told Jack to tell it to you. And he said he would last night. And they tell me none of the school kids will be there on Saturday, and we'll go to a bunch of goddamn empty buildings.
Well, the school is out, but there's no problem getting people to come.
Well, it is in our town on Saturday when your university's dead as hell, because they go home for the weekends and they scatter all over town. They're not there for classes. And he says he's head of it out there, and he says it'll be a problem.
Did Jack tell you that the problem of having to make two trips into Los Angeles?
I understand that, yeah.
Does that bother you at all?
Yeah, it bothers me, but I don't see it. I got much choice when I got a hard-headed man that president of the university, board of regents, he says we're going to be a flop if we don't do it.
All right, well, then we go ahead and start. Because we were telling the university yesterday we were trying to get it back to Saturday. So we'll go back to Friday. I'd like to get it nailed down today.
I thought Jack nailed it down with you last night, dear. I told him to.
No, he called me, Mr. President, and I was just checking back with Kenny on it because I had a different understanding with Kenny yesterday.
Yeah, well, I didn't have Kenny with me last night when Paulie went over this, but...
it's nailed down, Mr. President.
It's, I don't want to make any more trips than I need to, but I'm reluctant to go against the president of the Board of Regents, who says that the kids will not be there on Saturday. And he said that the reason Kennedy's was a good success was because it was not on a weekend.
We'll nail it down, sir.
And why do we have to go in twice the same day? Why can't we go in and stay?
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Well, you want to shift the whole meeting to L.A.?
I don't know. I thought all the meetings were in L.A.
Meetings in Palm Springs.
Let's go.
You pass as the plan is now. You arrive in Palm Springs Thursday night. That's the night before the meeting.
Yeah.
You go up to L.A. Friday morning and you meet Lopez at the airport.
Yeah.
You then go to the you have an arrival ceremony, you know, it's everything.
Yeah.
Details. And you go to the university.
Yeah.
And you get your degrees and you speak.
Yeah.
You come back to Palm Springs.
Why?
Because that's where the meeting's going to be held.
With Mateus? And then we go back into Los Angeles later that day for the Mexican.
No, you don't go back now. I'll go through quickly. You meet with Lopez Mateos that afternoon.
Yeah.
You give a dinner for him that night.
Yeah.
The next morning, he gives a breakfast for you.
Yeah.
And your meeting ends about 10:30, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
You put out a communique.
Yeah.
He goes downtown in Palm Springs to hold a press conference at the headquarters. He flies up to L.A. and speaks at a lunch at the World Affairs Council. You're not involved in that. He then goes and lays a wreath at a statue. You're not involved in that. He then goes to the sports arena where he's giving a Mexican fiesta for you for the Mexican colony. So you leave Palm Springs at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon and go up and meet him at the sports arena for the fiesta. When the fiesta's over, you go to the airport and say goodbye to him.
Well, I think that's all right. Now, how do we get from Palm Springs to Los Angeles?
By jet plane.
How long does it take you?
20 minutes.
Well, I think it's all right.
And then you take a helicopter, which is another 10. So 30 minutes, you figure, each way.
All right. Now, what you were trying to do was to avoid going in Friday.
What I was trying to do is to have an arrival ceremony in Palm Springs on Friday. You meet with him on Friday morning. He gives a lunch for you. You meet with him Friday afternoon. You give a dinner for him. And you issue a communique. That's Friday.
And not have to go into Los Angeles at all.
Right. Saturday morning, you go into L.A. for the convocation. Then while he's speaking at the World Affairs Council, you go to a hotel somewhere and just rest.
Mm-hmm.
And after he's through speaking to the World Affairs Council, you meet him again and go to the sports arena with him. And then you can say goodbye to him.
Well, I guess we better set it all on Friday if that's what they want, if the more kids are there.
All right, Mr. President.
And do you have any doubt about Saturday yourself?
None at all. No, actually, if we could have worked it out so that you could... Saturday, the sports arena's got to be on Saturday. That's the problem.
Yeah.
The Mexicans can't get off on a...
Yeah, but I say, do you have any doubt about... the ability to have the large crowd at the university on Friday.
On Friday?
I mean, on Saturday.
No, I think you'd get a large crowd on Saturday, too, President.
Well, he doesn't. I'm wondering if you can check it a little bit.
All right.
Just check it with the authorities out there and tell them Paula says they can't get anybody there Saturday.
Well, I know that's a view that's also held by the chancellor of the university. So that's point, yeah.
Then we ought to have it Saturday?
And we ought to have it Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All the university officials are unanimously behind Paulie in this.
Well, then we better do it, then.
All right, sir.
Okay, anything else?
No, everything else fine. I'm leaving here today. I'm going to have to meet my wife. I'll be back Monday morning.
Okay. Pierre?